WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to the lofts at Wolfpin Creek on Holloman Drive yesterday for 13 reports of criminal mischief. We will report more details as they come in. The Bryan School Board agrees with administrators to delay construction of a two-story addition at Rutter High School. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the architect and the project manager are working out how many more students will fit into Rutter's core area.
Core is a concern because of the gymnasium space, the cafeteria space, and the library space. That's what's considered the core.
The board unanimously voted to amend the contract, which reduces the scope of the Rutter project for the time being from $6 million to around $2.5 million.
We're not going to spend it. We're going to make sure it's spent wisely and correctly, and we're all on the same page before we just start building something.
The board was told everything that is supposed to open next week is on schedule. You can hear a complete update during WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. While public schools don't start classes until next week, Bryan Fire Department inspectors have seen plenty of traffic around Bryan ISD construction sites.
Those guys that drive the construction equipment, they can't always see real well around the implements they drive. People who are driving through the parking lots need to be taking a little extra time and being extra careful as they drive through, because there may be some tractor or some other kind of heavy implement driving through there.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse also advises adults to keep children out of work areas.
There may be a lot of tools laying around and such as that. Keep a close eye on your young children. Don't let them get loose and get off somewhere where they can get hold of something that can hurt them inside the school building.
Bouse says they have been at one campus or another doing inspections nearly every day since the end of the last school year. The Texas Education Agency has released its accountability ratings for public schools and charters during the 2015-16 school year. Both the Bryan and College Station districts received a MET standard rating, as did CSISD traditional campuses. College Station's and Bryan's alternative schools received the MET alternative standard ratings. Two Bryan campuses were given improvement required ratings, Rutter High School and Branch Elementary. Scores of the individual districts are online at WTAW.com, as is the link to the TEA's website to check on any of the 8,600 campuses statewide. A veteran Texas A&M professor says he's sticking to his convictions by resigning because of the state's new campus carry law.
I think if you object to something, it's your patriotic duty to object to it.
John Ellison, who was a professor of genetics for more than 30 years, says he does not think there is any benefit to having guns in classrooms. Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill addressed a group of doctors in San Antonio on behalf of stem cell treatments. The 72-year-old says he became a believer when he used stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury.
3 days completely without any pain. 5 days I had full range and could do lift weights.
Sherrill is involved with a Houston-based company doing stem cell clinical trials. The CEO of CellTex, David Eller, was the chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents when Sherrill coached the Aggies. Another Bryan convenience store has lost money, this time without any threat or violence. Police report the store clerk was not at the counter when two suspects with their faces covered were able to take an undisclosed amount of money. This was earlier this morning at the Valero at William Joel Bryan in the freeway, just after 6. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is the target of another phone scam, a reminder that they or any other law enforcement agency will never call to demand immediate payment, will never call about debts that are owed without first mailing you a notice, or demand payment by a specific source, which this time is a Green Dot Money Pack. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. And a prescription is no longer needed for girls and women receiving Texas Medicaid to get free mosquito repellent. State health officials announced yesterday dropping the requirement. Girls and women between the ages of 10 and 45 on Medicaid can get up to 2 cans of repellent through October as a way to deal with the Zika virus. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@brianbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. This month's specialty is our famous burger stuffed with Hatch green chilies and goat cheese. There are lots of different green chilies, but only those raised in the unique soil and climate of Hatch, New Mexico are absolutely the best. First, we roast them till the skin is black and blistered. Then we place them in a plastic bag so that the steam loosens the skin so it can be peeled away. Then we dice them up and fold them into smooth, creamy goat cheese. Goat cheese is different from cheese made from cow's milk. It has a more tart and salty flavor. And I think that's what brings such a wonderful intensity to the burger itself. We stuff that mixture in the middle of a hand-formed black Angus patty, then cook it to perfection. Served on a warm grilled sourdough bun with all the trimmings and a pile of fresh-cut fries, just try one and you'll understand why it's my personal favorite. And obviously, I've tried them all. There's still a few of you who are afraid to come in because you think you're going to be eating in a laundromat. You're just going to have to take a chance, and trust me on this one. Harvey Wurstbangers, we've been on the Texas bucket list. If we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value efficiency and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at statekubotadealers.com.
Good morning, it's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The area remains east of a stalled frontal system in the central part of the state. The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Again, some may produce heavy downpours, 85 to 90. Showers and storms are likely to continue into tonight, 70 to 75. Little change through tomorrow. More showers and thunderstorms possible, 85 to 90. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, and it's like 20 degrees in here. Jeez.
Do you want to borrow my space heater?
Yeah, you got a space heater and sweater and all that kind of stuff in there.
I do, because it's usually a meat locker in mine.
Yeah, well, and the deal is that we normally have the sun kind of pounding in on the on the building.
You've got a window.
Yeah, and so you need that. But, you know, last couple of days, not so much. And so,
See, I'm afraid to say anything. My production studio is real cool, but I don't want to say anything because too hot is worse for me. And if it gets to that point,
okay, so
I melt.
So let's talk generics for a minute, okay? So Kleenex, right? We've always known Kleenex. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Any other generics come to mind for you?
Tissue?
Of just stuff.
Oh, Jell-O?
Jell-O. Okay, Jell-O. That's good because there are other products that aren't Jell-O.
I know what you're talking about here, the Kleenex effect sort of thing, right?
Yeah, something like that. Well,
oh, where you just call it all Kleenex.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Right, or Coke
right.
or whatever.
Coke,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. How about AstroTurf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
AstroTurf has filed bankruptcy.
Really?
Yep.
What are we going to call it now?
It has been bought. Here's the story. A $30 million judgment in a patent infringement lawsuit has led to the sale of AstroTurf LLC, manufacturer of the artificial athletic surface. And it all comes from going back to 2010, Field Turf USA and Field Turf Target filed suit against AstroTurf in the United States District Court, talking about some sort of a patent infringement. Well, in fact, they awarded a judgment in Field Turf's favor, $30 million in damages. And that judgment of the for the patent infringement led AstroTurf to go into bankruptcy. And yesterday, a federal judge signed over the order that AstroTurf is now owned by a company out of Germany.
Wow.
So
just like all the beer.
Exactly. The company, I mean, the company that we thought of is now gone away. So it made me start thinking about what other generics or things out there that then ended up kind of getting a generic name. For instance, TiVo, for a little while, kind of had a foothold. But the thing is, those are really DVRs, and people just called it TiVo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they never really got the market share that, for instance, Kleenex did or that AstroTurf did.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes you think, if you could predict what future generics are, you know, Google almost isn't a generic because everybody does use Google, right? Except for those 9% who use something else.
Right.
Chapstick? Chapstick's one.
Chapstick is one. But what is a future generic? What is something that is that you see on the horizon that could become? And one came to me actually the other day as a truck passed me, and on the back window was a little four-letter word that made me think that could become a generic.
What's that?
Yeti.
Oh.
Is that possible? Could Yeti get to that point? Now, I don't know that they have the market share.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have
there's
done
because there's a new one out.
Uh-huh.
Or with at least with the cups.
Okay.
Called Arctic.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it looks very similar to the Yeti tumbler and the Yeti, you know, the bigger one. I don't know what they call that
one. Well, it made me think.
Rambler. That's what it is.
That if you're older, the first thing that you thought about when it was to keep cold things cold and hot things hot was a thermos.
That's okay, one of them too.
That's what started, right? The thermos. You know, go get your thermos or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, and then when it comes to coolers, Igloo had it for a while.
That's what I was thinking, yep.
And that's, you know, that's a good Texas company, and we like that.
Yep.
But, you know, these guys out of Austin, what, about 10 years ago, formed Yeti.
Mm.
And I know that they the story is they started with like a $300 investment or something, and they came up with this thing. And I looked up in the last 3 years, they've grown 829%. But what they did that Thermos didn't do was continue to extend the brand name.
Yeah.
So that anything that you bought, like you say, a cup or something,
right?
They would brand it Yeti, which meant that instead of paying a dollar, it was $12 because that's how Yeti makes their money.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're telling me that even that is being invaded. That's a tough market to chip into,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I would say that the only reason, my playing the devil's advocate to why that might not become the industry standard for the name would be that Yeti has kind of set themselves apart because it's a really high quality product.
It's a high end product.
Yeah.
It is a high end product.
And it's expensive and everything, but it's kind of set itself up as like a status symbol thing too, you know? And so
it's like they only want to be called a Yeti when it is a Yeti.
Yeah. Okay, if you bring an Igloo around and say, this is my Yeti, people are going to go, it's not.
Don't be trying to lowball us on that. Hello.
Yeah. Your local Shopatorium. Based out of Arkansas, I believe, sells Ozark Trails that compete with the Yeti.
Do you have either one of those?
No, but I've seen the YouTube videos.
Me too. It shows that the Ozark Trails is like better than
Yeti. Oh, really?
Yeti.
Well, hello. Yeah. Hello.
Indeed, the Walmart brand is about a fourth of the price, and I bought one, and it works extremely well.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Now, what's interesting, now those, I'm assuming they're talking about the cups. So where Yeti's still going to make their money are their actual big coolers.
Okay.
Because I think that's guys who hunt or, you know, they need the, you know, to keep their meat cold and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Yeti, and that's where they make their big money.
Okay.
Those
expensive. What is that Ozark thing? Do we know? Is that a cooler?
I'll look it up. I thought it was cups.
Yeah, the video I saw was comparing the cups.
It's the double wall. It's the coffee mugs and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Hello.
Yep, it's the coolers, too.
And they do coolers also. All right, thank you. Okay, all right.
Well, it'll be interesting. Flip-flops is another one I thought of.
Oh, yeah.
Because is flip-flops a brand? Like, or is that just the name of the shoe?
That's a good question.
If only there were a way.
Hello? There is one.
Hello?
Yes, Arctic makes the coolers as well.
So they do the full line, too. Okay, thanks.
Scrunchy is one. Scrunchy is one that is something that I don't have a whole lot of use for. But
were the originals called scrunchies? Is that right?
I believe. I don't know if they were the originals.
Is that right, Chelsea?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, those the big, you know, kind of fluffy-looking ones.
Hello?
Yeah, this is giving me a headache. I need to go take a Tylenol or an aspirin.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, too.
By the way, while we're talking about that, did you see that information about Tylenol? This is not good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, this is not. I got to find that now because I was going to save it until later in the show, but now's a good time because it has to do with pregnant women in Tylenol.
Let me give you some time to find it with a joke. From our texter, from our text line.
Yeah.
Why couldn't the sesame seed leave the casino?
I don't know. Why couldn't the sesame seed leave the casino?
Because it was on a roll.
All right, here you go. This is probably not as humorous. A common over-the-counter pain medication used by many women during pregnancy has been linked to an increased risk of behavioral issues for children who were exposed to it in utero.
Oh, no. Wow. Yeah, now for something completely different.
Yes, ABC News says that kids whose moms used acetaminophen while pregnant were more likely to have behavioral issues like hyperactivity. Acetaminophen is the active ingredient in Tylenol. Expectant moms have been told for years that using the drug to treat pain during pregnancy is safe.
Well, yeah, because
isn't
Tylenol a little bit different? Like, it doesn't have something that maybe, like, Advil does or
certainly,
Aleve?
Yes.
Well, yeah, those are different. Tylenol is acetaminophen. Advil is ibuprofen.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aleve is the one that I use. But, and I forget what that one is, but I can look that up in a minute. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, the other one is, you boys want a Coke?
Exactly. Coke. So, and if you recall, Tylenol had an issue. That was about, 20 years ago or so when people laced things with it. And that really hurt Tylenol. They were cleared off the shelves when that happened.
Yeah, but this is big.
This is something different right there. So anyhow, if you're expecting, you might want to talk to your doc about that. Yep. Your doc probably has some knowledge over that about that as well. But something to not trifle with. All right, there we go. It's 8:22, and we got time. All right, so because you were a volleyball player.
Yes.
Okay, covered it on television and do all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right, so volleyball officials had planned to introduce a new LED net to both beach and indoor volleyball in time for the Olympics. The idea was to be able to display images and text on the net in between points.
Oh.
After a big spike, for instance, they could put super spike. Could also be used as a tool to get the crowd excited, like a little mini jumbotron. Well, it can't be a mini jumbotron
Jumbotron's one of those things too, right?
That's right. It would just be a Tron, I guess.
A mini Tron.
That actually was part of the action. Organizers would also be able to show sponsor messages.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
But players grumbled that the net was too firm, and they were worried about how it would impact play.
Right.
The Olympic Broadcasting Services, which is in charge of TV cameras set at the Olympic venues, said they wouldn't have enough time to do tests on the new nets and weren't sure how they would look during the games. So, as a result.
Yeah, and the Olympics is not really the best place to test something for the first time.
If a ball or one of the players accidentally hit it and ran into it and broke it, that's just wasted money.
Well, and again, you talked about changing the play. So, even on a serve now, you can hit the net with the ball and it's still considered in play.
Okay.
And they'll talk about, you know, depending on how loose the net is or how much give there is, that could really cause a ball to fall one way or the other.
Okay, if you're used to it going over.
Right, right. And so now all of a sudden you change, like you said, the firmness of the net or the elasticity, and that really can change the way the volleyball would fall on one side of the net or the other.
Mm. Plans are for the LED net to be revived for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, but the thing is, of course, how much technological advance will we have between now and then?
It could be a completely different situation
when it comes to
I wonder if it would cause, you know, a difference in the vision through the net, because that's where the players look through the net to see what the other two players or six players are doing on the other side. So if it creates like a thickness or some kind of vision impairment, that's a huge deal as well.
Well, that's did you guys see the video of Kerry Walsh Jennings, how she went under the net to save that one ball from going out of bounds, and that's how they got into the semifinals in the Olympics? Totally cool.
It's a cool rule that a lot of people don't know about.
You could go under the net.
So her partner kind of shanked it, and it went over the net and was going out of bounds. So you can run under the net as long as you are on the outside of the antenna, because there's still some room between the antenna and the pole.
Okay.
And so you run under, but the big thing is she has to be able to get it back on her side, keeping it on the outside of the antenna, which she did, back to her partner, and then her partner sent it back over on the net.
Now, if the team on the other side had gone for the ball, would they have had first right to get to the ball?
Well, that's what's interesting, because it was going way out of bounds, so the other team would have been dumb to go for it.
Yeah, they would have let it go.
Okay, there would have been no reason, right.
Right, there would have been no reason. They should have let it go, but I don't know what the rule is. Let's say they had gone for it, and there was some kind of interference.
Collision.
I think it's still technically her go-to, because she still had contacts left. I'm not sure, though.
Hello?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, caller.
Hello?
Hey, yes, hey. Your turn. Hello.
How about vice grips, channel locks, and as tools that become a generic name?
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Channel locks.
Vice grips, yeah.
Kevin, vice grips. That's very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. So they made it. Is that right?
They're still alive.
They get that Brazilian team?
It was an Australia team.
Australia team.
Because that's
really
a deal,
good.
Right? That's because one of them is 38 years old or
so,
something?
So, yeah, Carrie, her birthday was this weekend, actually. She turned 39.
Okay.
And she is undefeated in Olympic matches. Her partner has only lost one. And that was to her in London.
That's awesome.
And so, because her and Misty May were undefeated, three-time gold medal winners, and then they beat the other U.S. team in London to go to the champion or to win gold. And that was April Ross. And now her and Kerry Walsh Jennings are partners.
Now, I could see them going on a tour across America. You know,
taking
on all comers. That would be pretty. So now they have to play a Brazilian team, though. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I know the men lost to the Brazilian team this weekend. I didn't know. I haven't looked at the women's tournament bracket since they won that.
And again, that's two.
But now, I think you're right. I think it is Brazil, and that place is going to be packed for that match.
Do we know when that happens yet?
I think it might be today.
We'll look up
the schedule.
Okay, very good.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. And Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. In a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Still no signs of inflation in the U.S. economy. Consumer prices were flat in July, with falling gasoline costs offsetting modest gains elsewhere. The Consumer Price Index, which measures what we pay for everything from furniture to child care, was unchanged from June. Excluding often volatile categories of food and energy, consumer prices rose 0.1%. Warren Buffett's company is taking an even bigger bite of Apple stock and adding to its sizable stake in Phillips 66. Berkshire Hathaway says it held 15.2 million Apple shares at the end of June, up from 9.8 million earlier in the spring. Berkshire now owns 78.8 million shares of oil refiner Phillips 66. Developers of a $3.8 billion four-state oil pipeline have sued in federal court to stop protesters near an American Indian reservation in North Dakota from interfering with the project, alleging the safety of workers and law enforcement is at risk. On Wall Street, futures a little lower. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Buying a computer for back to school? Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. And you're in luck because today, just in time for classes, is my Quick Start Computer Buying Guide. Okay, what to buy? A PC or a Mac? Here are three answers. One, PCs are cheaper than Macs. A number of companies make PCs, but only Apple makes Macs. Two, buy the one with the operating system you already know. And remember, Macs are easier. Three, never ever buy the cheapest budget entry-level computer on sale. Software and websites are being made to do more each day. Programs grow with every update. Websites stream more video. Both use more memory. And both require faster processors. Even today's best computers will be severely outdated in just 4 to 5 years. So buy the computer with the fastest processor, biggest hard drive, and the most memory you can afford, even if you have to stretch the budget. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
What are you using for internet security software? Many people ask me why they should pay for security when there are free options out there. The difference is Kaspersky is just that much better. It's your best protection from the real threat of cybercrime. The experts at Kaspersky Lab have been working tirelessly to make their product the best. They just launched exciting updates to keep you even safer. Secure Connection is a new technology that encrypts everything you send and receive online. Their new software updater digs a little deeper and automatically updates your applications, preventing malware from getting through and putting you in a vulnerable situation. Finally, the software cleaner adds another layer of protection by scanning your system for any potential risks. Staying safe just got that much easier with Kaspersky. Don't wait another minute. Get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim at checkout. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth for 13 reports of vehicles with windows shot out by a BB gun. According to the report, the vehicles were parked on the street in front of the apartment complex, and the criminal mischiefs occurred between Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8. There are no suspects at this time. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. The upcoming renovation of Rudder High School will not include a two-story classroom addition for the time being. The Bryan School Board unanimously approved cutting the contract by about $3.5 million. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're still working on making sure the expansion accommodates the student population using the library, cafeteria, and other core areas of the campus.
We had two different people go through there, architects and project managers, and we're not quite on the same page yet as far as what that core number is. We've got to get that core number down to a concrete number first before we can start adding on. Of course, we are adding on the library, but do we need to add on to library space or gymnasium space? So we've got to get that core first, and then we'll have a better understanding and be able to spend that money more fiscally responsible.
The board was given a district-wide construction update during last night's meeting. You can hear the update during WTAW's 5 p.m. news hour. Those having business this week at many Bryan School District campuses will have to navigate around construction zones.
We've been inspecting almost every campus.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse asks adults to pay closer attention to their children.
They have had contractors in there ever since summer let out, and they've been renovating a whole lot of school areas.
Bouse says to keep an eye out for construction equipment that may be driving around campuses and to stay out of work areas where there could be tools that can injure children. The state has released its grades on last year's performance of 8,600 public and charter schools in 1,200 districts. A link to the annual accountability ratings is online at WTAW.com. Multiple reports have been received recently by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office from citizens who received phone calls from individuals claiming to be employees and threatening arrest if they don't pay immediately for missing jury duty and contempt of court. Anyone with information about the latest scam is asked to call the Sheriff's Office or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. At least one Texas A&M professor has stepped down due to the new campus carry law.
John Ellison was a genetics professor at A&M for 30 years, but he's stepping down because he doesn't believe that guns should be allowed in classrooms. He says he doesn't see the benefit in the new law.
A gun is simply not a necessity in a classroom.
Ellison says he certainly isn't ready to retire or leave A&M, but thinks it's his patriotic duty to stay true to his convictions. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
Former Texas A&M football coach Jackie Sherrill was in San Antonio promoting to physicians the use of stem cell treatments in the United States.
Now, unfortunately, the FDA does not allow a lot of things, so you have to go out of the country.
Sherrill, who says he received stem cell treatment for a shoulder injury, is working with former NFL players to use stem cells for CTE and dementia, as well as traditional sports injuries. Sherrill is associated with a Houston-based company whose chief executive was the A&M System Region's chairman when he was the Aggies coach. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
All right, Bert, we got everything?
Camrys, check. Tundras, got them. Corollas, RAV4, yep. Prius, check. Yep, Stan, that's the last of the 2016 Toyotas loaded up and ready to go.
Where will they go, Bert?
Some will go east, others west. Some will go to help country farmers feed the nation, while others will go to big cities to help facilitate commerce. We're not just shipping Toyotas here, Stan. We're shipping the vehicles that help drive America.
I sure am going to miss them.
Me too, buddy.
Sorry, friends, but the annual clearance event is happening now, and the people need their cars.
Okay, what can I just say?
Toyota, let's go places. During Toyota's annual clearance event, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $379 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 9/6/16.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's 8:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Alhambra Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
The area remains east of a stalled frontal system in the central part of the state. The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Again, some may produce heavy downpours, 85 to 90. Showers and storms are likely to continue into tonight, 70 to 75. Little change through tomorrow. More showers and thunderstorms possible, 85 to 90. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Say, Brad, if you'd bring me another pair of headphones in here, I would really appreciate
sure.
that in the meantime. Okay. So we were talking generics earlier this morning, and Leah says she was screaming at the radio as she was driving in because she had others that we didn't even think of, yeah. like
Ziploc, Band-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had some others.
Those are good ones.
Band-Aid, obviously. You know, we really should have thought of that. That's yeah. almost older than Kleenex.
Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware. Listen to you. That's three of them right there.
Leah, what time did you wake up this morning?
Yeah. Six.
Okay. No, that's early. That's good. Yeah.
But a Ziploc, that's true. I mean, yeah. that's exactly right. That's a
Velcro. That was the other one. Because technically it's called hook and loop.
That's right. You're exactly right. That's because if it's not the real Velcro, and again, who cares if it's Velcro?
Right.
I mean, it really, really works anyway. Otherwise, it can happen.
Saran wrap.
Yeah.
Because there's some brands, when I showed horses.
She's killing it.
Man, I hope she wants her. I hope she wants to keep her job because she might take mine if she keeps doing this.
So Saran wrap and showing horses. Where are we going with that?
So we wrap legs and sometimes sweat them down if they have some swelling in them.
Oh,
and,
just you from, like, sweat them down.
Yeah, so, okay. you know, long story. You'd have to know
okay,
a lot
okay,
more.
Okay, got to know a lot more. Okay, all right. Okay. But anyway.
And, you know, poultice, which I'm not going to
Oh, yeah, no,
that,
okay,
so.
Right. But you use you can use a plastic wrap that's not
yeah.
Saran wrap.
So you're
and
not
it would
covering
work.
your okay. leg wraps, your fabric leg wraps okay. in clay, basically.
There you are. All right. First responders in Maryland rescued a St. Bernard that was trapped in the bottom of a dry well. The team called Sunday evening after the dog named Mabel fell into a 30-foot deep well.
Wow, is right.
Crews were able to hoist her out of there without being seriously injured. I can't imagine the fall didn't hurt her from 30 feet.
Yeah.
We were laughing about the Roomba and the dog poo incident. And I found a story this morning in The Guardian out of London that they had interviewed at least two other people that had this happen.
Ooh.
And anyway.
Roomba's another one of those things. I found out the name for that phenomenon, too. It's called being genericized.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a word for that.
Genericized.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that makes sense. Well, one more reason not to have a Roomba, right? There's the cat. The cat doesn't like the Roomba, and then obviously it can get even by getting the Roomba to spread its business all over your apartment.
Right.
Yeah, could do that.
Not a good deal.
Not a good deal at all. Okay, what's going on in Humane Society?
Well, you know, speaking of cats, one of the great opportunities we have are barn cats. You know, some shelters are calling them working cats. We just happen to call them barn cats, and we probably should branch out into working cats, considering, you know, if you have a backyard shed or a warehouse or something like that. And, you know, we're talking off air about how cats, you know, haven't been as domesticated as long.
Uh-huh.
And there's so much usefulness to a cat that if we just directed that, as we call anger, into something more productive, they would be extremely useful. So we will be out encouraging our barn cat program at the Horseman's Market this weekend, which is at the Expo, which is right next door to us. So
okay.
if you're headed out there, stop by. And it's basically a horse and western trade flea market type thing. So we'll be out there. You can visit us or just stop at the shelter. We're right there, right next door, and we don't have a huge number of cats. We were highly successful in our free Feline Fridays back in June and July, but we still have, I know Carrie was updating the foster list. There's still 18 kittens in foster, a handful of adults. So they're still coming back, and we're still getting some that are going out to foster care. With the end of the summer, our foster care homes, they change because, you know, these students that have been foster homes are going back to school, or those that had more free time in the summer. So if you're interested in foster care, temporary housing of a pet, Look on our website, aggielandhumane.org, for more information on that. And then yesterday was National Check Your Chip Day.
It was.
And encouraging people to just, even if you think your pet is chipped, even if you're not sure, just have it scanned. Because you'd be surprised. Sometimes people are like, well, I've had this dog. It showed up in my house, you know, X years ago. And they bring it in to have it microchipped. And we find out it had a microchip.
Yeah.
And it tracks to somebody else. And, you know, a lot of times those folks are go, well, apparently the dog likes living at their house more than our house. So we're good there. And or all that information is disconnected. And we find that we run into that occasionally with dogs that come into the shelter, dogs or cats, that we contact, we are using all this information that the chip is tracking with, and it's just dead ends, because especially in this community, very transient, you guys move semester to semester to semester, and we have no options on, we've sent letters to every address, we've emailed every email address, and mm-hmm. they just dead end. So we always recommend, if you have some, if you're registering your microchip, get something on there, like put your grandma's information on there. If she's more than likely never going to move, put a few folks on there that are just going to always know where you're at, even mm-hmm. if your information changes.
Sure.
Fortunately, you know, it seems like more often people are keeping cell phone numbers these days, but that's a lot of times that's the last thing they think of. You know, they forward their mail, but they don't update their pet's microchips. So we're doing a discounted microchip day for those pets that are not microchipped. August 25th, that's next Thursday, 11 to 6. Our microchips are generally $25, so pretty inexpensive, but mm-hmm. on next Thursday, they'll be $15.
Great.
So really great opportunity there. And then, you know, Bark Leaders in full swing. Those winners will be announced at Wienerfest coming up, which is only like 10 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the costume contest happening at Wienerfest. There's going to be a hot dog cooking contest, which is a little new this year.
Okay.
It's basically any type of bread you want, any type of hot dog, whether that's a brat or a hot dog, and then the toppings as well.
Oh, fun.
So more information will be posted here shortly on our website. I know they're working on all those finite details right now as we speak, probably.
Yeah.
And then, again, Wienerfest three-day event this year, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. So a lot of stuff to come with that. For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
There you go. All right, let me ask you to comment on one thing, and that is obviously the problems that they've had in Louisiana mm-hmm. because of all the rain. We're in hurricane season.
We
think about that. Tell us how things have changed now in Brazos County as far as animal care under those circumstances.
Well, we have, you know, we obviously are always encouraging those microchips so that if you cannot get back to your home, but then at some point in time somebody can get your pets out so we know what direction they need to be going in. That's why, again, put people other than yourself on your microchip just in case for some reason we can't get a hold of you. And let that person know. You know, I'm not going to go and put you, Scott, on my microchip information.
Well, then let me know. Got it.
So that you're going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with her dog. Get a plan together. You know, if, you know, a lot of times I talk about having buddy plans. Like if you are at work and you can't get to your home, and I know we dealt with this, some of this flooding back in earlier in the spring. You know, my husband and I couldn't get to our house. Fortunately, I have neighbors who could get to our house, but at the same time some of them couldn't. You know, throughout our neighborhood we were like, okay, can you get to this house to pull those dogs out and stuff, because there was flooding happening in our neighborhood so that we could get those pets safe. You know, here we have a small animals issues committee right here in Brazos County. Our county emergency management coordinator Michelle it's high on her priority list. What are the animals going to do if they evacuate to this area? And we actually have a meeting this week for where we would set up, because Rita, we set up when people evacuated here at Pierce Pavilion. Hurricane Ike, we set up at the Riverside campus. And I don't remember the numbers at Riverside campus, but I know when we had the Rita evacuation, we had 1,000 animals
yeah.
that moved into this area just for that evacuation. So, you know, what are our plans? We're always working with that. The vet team here with Texas A&M really helps out with that in helping the counties across the state of Texas develop plans so that it is something that people have on the forefront of their mind, because people sometimes and we found that with Katrina, didn't evacuate because they couldn't take their pets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it became a really big deal on, well, we need to have a plan. So there's
so there is a contingency plan in place.
There is plans. So, you know, if it's a smaller localized thing, our shelter can absorb a lot of, like if it was just a particular subdivision and there was flooding, or, you know, we've had gas leaks in some subdivisions or whatever it is, and they can absorb that, you know, overnight housing to a degree. But when it comes to larger scale, yes, we have a much larger plan,
okay.
Written documents that we will use and flex off of, so that we have a plan and community members. And we're always looking for more community members that are interested. And actually at the shelter, our new volunteer coordinator will be looking for basically a disaster preparedness team, so that when this kind of stuff happens, they are people who are in this community that are willing to step up and say, hey, I'm going to come out and help. They will be participating in some of the trainings that we will do ahead of time, helping keep our inventory. You know, it's how many animals can we take is going to depend on how many crates we have.
Yeah.
And that's something, if you're cleaning out the garage and go, you know, I have all these old crates or whatever, I don't know what to do with them. We take them and we can either use them currently in the shelter for foster homes or whatnot, but then also when it comes to these type of situations and we're setting up for a larger scale disaster, to be able to house those pets. And we have pods and sea containers and stuff like that to be able to store them
store
in
those.
Until we need to set up somewhere.
Okay, good times and bad times. Again, if they want some more information on everything,
AggielandHumane.org.
Okay, thanks a bunch. Mm-hmm. And Kate's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. What's happening in y'all's world?
Well, tomorrow we have an economic outlook briefing. This is sponsored by Caldwell Companies, and we're bringing in some guest speakers who are going to talk about the incoming Aggie Highway and also the proposed high-speed railway. So we think that this is going to be a great event that's going to kind of give some updates about what's going on in the transportation world in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few tickets left for this, so if you want to go, I would highly recommend calling today and making sure you can get tickets to that event. It's tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hilton. Also, we have a business after hours this week. That is going to be at Atkinson Toyota. Like any other business after hours, they're from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And we highly recommend you bring business cards, bring some coworkers, and it's a great opportunity to network. Also, we're excited. We're in the planning stages of our annual Golf Classic and Lobster Fest. Again, it's going to be sponsored by the Bank and Trust. We really appreciate their support of this event year after year. Golf is going to be Monday, September 12th at the Phillips Event Center. And Lobster is going to be September 18th at the Brazos Center. We only have a few golf teams available. We're actually starting to sell out of those. So if you want to participate in this tournament, you need to get your registrations in. Also, we're going to have a Lunch and Learn on Monday, August 29th. That's sponsored by Principal Financial Group. It's going to be from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Chamber offices. And Principal is going to be discussing how to protect your number one asset, which is your income. So if you're wanting to know how to protect your income, maybe save for the future, this would be a great free event to come to. And Principal is gracious enough, they're going to donate some lunches for us.
Oh, great.
So lunch will be provided for this one. For ribbon cuttings this week, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at the Carlson Law Firm. That's going to be today from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. They're celebrating a new location. They're just moving a little bit down Briarcrest. Now they're near Anco Insurance.
Okay.
Now. And then tomorrow we have a ribbon cutting for the Kitty Academy of College Station. That's going to be Wednesday, August 17th from 4:30 to 5 p.m. They're in the Tower Point location, kind of near Bush's Chicken.
Okay.
And then on Friday, we're celebrating a ribbon cutting for Kokomo Snow Company. They're a brand new snow cone company into town. So I know it's a little rainy today, but hopefully on Friday
it's going to be
warm and you can come out and enjoy some snow cones from 11:30 to 12 p.m. And then next week, we're having another deluxe ribbon cutting. This one's going to be for Wally's Party Factory. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 23rd from 4:30 to 5 p.m. They're celebrating a new location. They're just moving a little bit down Texas. Now they're near Kohl's. They used to be called Card and Party Factory, and now
sure.
They're Wally's.
Okay.
So we're going to celebrate their new name and new location. Also, we just want to give a little bit of recognition and special thanks to one of our Inner Circle Platinum members, and we just want to say thank you to Commerce National Bank for all that they do for us and for the Chamber.
Okay.
So if you want to learn any more about any of these events I just talked about, you can give us a call at 979-260-5200. Or visit www.bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Yep. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit TXTraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. TXTraders.com.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
Good morning, Matt. 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You want to think that the Olympians are different than you are,
yeah.
That they're so focused that this is their entire world.
They're perfect people.
Well, Olympian Sawan Sarasinghe celebrated the end of his competition with an enormous cheat day feast from McDonald's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Australian badminton player posted a photo of his spread, which included 4 packs of chicken nuggets, 6 large fries, 4 burgers, 2 chicken sandwiches, 6 brownies, and a smoothie. 9,000 calories in all. So there you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit about that badminton. Man, they get into it. So table tennis, too. They're
now,
like sweating. And
I haven't gotten any more detail than just the headline. But apparently the table tennis people not happy.
Oh yeah.
That the table tennis balls apparently have a tendency to split.
Oh.
Yeah, which,
and they hit those things hard.
Yep, exactly. Said that they break in half too easily and the bounce is kind of in weird directions.
Yikes. Oh,
one like more warped. Thing that's not happening well.
Yeah.
For most of us we can't. I haven't watched this, but the ones I used to see, they stand like 7 or 8 feet back from the end of the table, right?
Yeah. I mean, they start close, and then as they start really getting into it, I feel like they have to back up a little.
Oh, yeah. You've seen Forrest Gump. You know,
yeah,
where he's...
Yeah, right. I said, sure. Exactly. But, I mean, then don't you want to just kind of dump one over the net just to make them run up there?
What's crazy is the doubles when they have 2 people.
Oh, yeah. How can you do that?
That's hard.
How can you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a lot of strategy. If you hit it, you know, you hit it to one corner of the table and they have to run over to that other corner and hit it, and then you hit it to the other corner and they don't have time to get it, that's great strategy.
That's, yeah. Okay. That's why they're Olympians.
That's it. Tonight, it's Bachelor in Paradise starting at 7 o'clock on ABC. It's a brand new edition.
Woo-hoo.
The arrival of the infamous Bachelorette shocks the remaining cast members. And if that's not enough, right after that on ABC, it's a new adventure of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yay.
Hey, United States Beach Volleyball is tonight.
Cool.
This might be Eastern time. Regardless, it's too late for me. 9:59 p.m.
Oh, well, you can always TiVo it.
And it is. You are correct. It is one of the Brazil teams. There's actually 2 Brazil teams left in the out of the 4. So it'll be a good one.
All right. One more thing for you to worry about.
Yep.
One more thing here. Bounce houses in hot weather.
Oh.
WebMD says the giant inflatable trampolines create microclimates similar to used cars, closed cars.
Ew.
So that during the hot summer, the temperatures inside the play structures could get dangerously high.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
I thought, I mean, usually those things are like, have like mesh walls.
Yeah, that's what I
right?
thought. University of Georgia researchers recently found that recorded air temperatures inside bounce houses consistently higher than the outside temperature, averaging 4 degrees greater than the outside temperature, even in the shade.
Wow.
Peak temperatures have climbed above 100 degrees in bounce houses that were almost 7 degrees higher than outside. Heat index in bounce house reach levels where serious heat-related injuries can happen. Again, I don't, maybe I'm not viewing bounce houses and what they mean here, because that does seem to be what we're talking about.
Or either that or nothing is safe anymore.
Right. Sick of seeking those, seeing those sweaty, obnoxious gym selfies filling up your news feeds? Well, feel your muscle-bound friends are just a wee bit too absorbed? Congratulations, your instincts are dead on. Elle Magazine reports that researchers at Brunel University in London studied 555 Facebook users, had them complete studies about their personalities, and discovered that people with narcissistic traits post more about their achievements, including tough workouts, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Experts say they use the medium to broadcast the efforts that they put into their appearance so that those with low self-esteem can be
That's why they put mirrors in gyms. I want to look at myself while I work on myself.
There, just let you know I'm better than you are.
Just working on my fitness.
Okay, now who is Katie Ledecky?
She is the 19-year-old USA swimmer.
Okay.
And she is like the Michael Phelps, like the female Michael Phelps.
Well, that's
basically
the deal. Michael Phelps got her autograph.
Yes. Well, they recreated a picture that was taken 10 years ago when she went to one of his like swim clinics.
Oh, okay.
And she was getting, there's a picture out there of her getting an autograph from Michael Phelps.
Which is super cool.
And now she is like super.